25 years after the Good Friday Agreement and 25 years this month since the Omagh bombing, more psychological services are needed for the victims and survivors of the Troubles in Northern Ireland. That's according to new research from Queen's University Belfast, produced for Northern Ireland's Commission for Victims and Survivors. The report highlights two diagnoses, complex post-traumatic stress disorder and prolonged grief disorder. One of the authors of the research, Dr. Michael Duffy, is from the School of Social Sciences and Education and Social Work at Queen's, and he spoke to me a little earlier in the programme.
It is the 25th anniversary of the Omagh bomb, and that's important to remember because a lot of the research that we did after Omagh, in terms of the therapies that we provided and in terms of the studies we did within the schools and within the community, really enhanced our understanding of conditions like PTSD and how to treat them effectively. And a lot of the learning from that period has actually now informed our thinking in terms of how we reach out and provide services to the widespread communities affected by the Troubles. We have, the Commission did a study in 2015 looking at this concept of, you know, transgenerational impact of the Troubles. And they found at that stage, they estimated that there were still 213,000 citizens who were experiencing significant mental health problems as a result of the Troubles.
Hence, the very important work commissioned by the Commission for Victims and Survivors in Northern Ireland. How are people accessing help, psychological help, at the moment? Because I think much of what you're saying is directed at the need for proper, evenly accessible clinical services across Northern Ireland for people.
Yes. I think that we've got to pay tribute to how the health and social care systems and the voluntary sector provided services and tried to cope throughout the horrendous period in the Troubles. But we must bear in mind that many of the conditions that we now have a greater understanding of, such as PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, prolonged grief disorder. We didn't have those diagnoses in the early phase of the Troubles. And I think that lack of diagnostic clarity meant that treatments and therapies were provided that were not specific or not effective. Services are provided through a range of voluntary organisations through the trusts. And in recent years, since we published our initial findings, the Health Service in Northern Ireland have now established trauma teams in each of the trusts. And that's really important because they're at the cutting edge of promoting evidence-based practice, research and training. So still to this day, the main avenue of accessing help would be through the many voluntary organisations that are funded to help victims. One of the key findings from our study is the need to have a better joined up system so that people who access those services can have their needs, you know, adequately and accurately assessed. If they need higher levels of care, then they refer them through to the specialist trauma teams and vice versa. Referrals to the specialist trauma teams, if they find the level of need may be dealt with it within the voluntary sector, then people can be referred in that direction. So we need that joined up collaboration. I'm really pleased to see that that has begun to develop now in recent years since the development of the new regional network.
You spoke at the outset about the Omagh bombing. Of course, the Omagh bombing, just one of many awful incidents in the history of Northern Ireland that affected not just people in Northern Ireland, but people in the Republic of Ireland. In the Omagh bombing case, people from Spain were caught up in that atrocity. Yes. So your remit looks at Northern Ireland, or the research looks at Northern Ireland, but what about accessing services for people suffering post-traumatic stress disorder, prolonged grief disorder, who are outside of Northern Ireland and the health services there?
Yes, indeed. You make a very good point. Some of the victims of the Omagh bomb were from Donegal, from Buncrana, and from other parts of the country. What we found in our study was that the data in the Republic of Ireland was really hard to access. The systems, both in the HSE and the independent sector, didn't seem to record in detail patients who were being treated because of their exposure to the troubles. And one of our recommendations is that we need more better information systems to try to locate that information. We also think that there needs to be, there's really room here for cross-border collaboration. In effect, the Northern Ireland Trauma Network, if we could form relationships with the HSE in the south, then there could be a really useful cross-border initiative developed here. And it's one of our recommendations.
One final question for you, Dr. Duffy. There is, of course, continuing paramilitary violence in Northern Ireland. There are also people who say they're being re-traumatised by moves, say, by government, such as the legacy legislation. How does that impact on the population?
Thankfully, today, the level of violence is quite, you know, dramatically different to what it was during the worst days of the Troubles. But you're right, there are still ongoing acts of violence. And even in the last week, we had people in Belfast attacked, in a number of communities and beaten up by paramilitary organisations. So there are still victims of the Troubles, but in smaller numbers. It means, however, we need service provision to still ensure that they access effective therapies. I think that in terms of your second question about the effects of the legacy legislation and so on, when people are trying to recover from horrendous acts of violence against themselves and their family, from losing a loved one in really violent circumstances and so on, they need the support and the care, not just of their family, but of their local communities. And when they're trying to make sense of what are horrendously senseless acts, when they're trying to find meaning in life again, they need to be facilitated in that process. And anything that impedes that or puts up barriers to accessing truth, to accessing details to help them make sense of these acts of violence, anything that puts up barriers is unhelpful. And so I think it's important that society as a whole, wider society, facilitates people to have as much information as possible to try to help them recover from these horrendous acts of violence.
And that was Dr. Michael Duffy of Queen's University in Belfast.